From Washington, this is VOA News. Female suicide bombers launch an attack in Nigeria. The world's largest economy shows some improvement. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. The U.S. town of Ferguson, Missouri, saw its worst racial unrest in months on Monday after a grand jury found no grounds to indict a white police officer who shot and killed a black shoplifting suspect. Violence erupted after officials announced that charges would not be filed against the officer. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar said at least a dozen buildings were set on fire. Police said 61 people were arrested. A spokesman for United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for calm.
For the Secretary General, his thoughts right now are with Michael Brown's family and with the Ferguson community. I think he appeals to all those in Ferguson and throughout the United States who felt disappointment at the grand jury's decision to make their voices heard peacefully and to refrain from any violence.
Attorney General Eric Holder said federal investigations continue into the shooting. More than 30 people are dead after two female suicide bombers attacked today a market in northeastern Nigeria in the city of Maiduguri. Dozens of people were killed in the blasts. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The U.S. economy is advancing at a faster clip than first thought, giving the world's largest economy its most robust growth in more than a decade. Major economies in Europe and Asia are slowing, but government figures released today show that the American economy jumped 3.9% from July through September. That was up from the 3.5% gain the government had estimated several weeks ago. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the United States and what he called European colonialist powers failed in their efforts to bring Iran to its knees during negotiations on the country's nuclear program. The comments posted on his website today are his first since negotiators from Iran and a group of leading nations agreed to extend talks on Iran's nuclear program through the middle of next year. The extension came after the two sides failed to reach an agreement by the end of Monday to ensure Iran's nuclear program is used for only peaceful purposes. There was new violence today in the ongoing struggle between Libya's two rival governments. The Matiga Air Base in Tripoli, the only operating airport in the city, was bombed in an attack claimed by Libya's internationally recognized government. A rival Islamist government controls the airport. The bombing appears to be part of an effort by the elected government to retake the capital from Islamist militants. Kenyan activists took to the streets today demanding the government fire the police chief and interior cabinet secretary for failing to protect the population. The protest comes a few days after the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab attacked a bus in northeast Kenya, killing 28 people. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Demonstrators camped outside the president's office for the better part of the day and paraded hundreds of crosses painted in red, symbolizing those killed in terror attacks and crime activities around the country. Kenyan activist Boniface Mwangi was one of the organizers of the protest. He says the president must fire Interior Cabinet Secretary Joseph Olelenku and Police Chief David Kimayo for failing to protect citizens against militants and criminal gangs. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Activists say at least 60 people were killed when Syrian warplanes conducted a series of strikes in the Islamic State's self-proclaimed capital of Raqqa. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes today hit an industrial zone and a popular market near the city's museum. France is suspending until further notice the delivery of a warship to Russia because of the Ukraine crisis. The office of France's president said in a statement today that the current situation in eastern Ukraine still does not allow for the delivery of the Mistral-class helicopter carrier built for Russia. Police in Egypt say at least 10 people were killed when an 8-story building collapsed in the northern Cairo suburb of Matariya. They expect the death toll to rise. Police say many other people were injured, and rescue crews continue to search through the rubble for survivors. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.